Scientists have come up with a new washing machine resistant coat. Now, waterproof clothing has been getting a lot more comfortable over the last 20 years with the invention of various breathable fabrics.
I'm glad scientists are working on important things.
It makes my life an awful lot more comfortable when walking up in the hills. I don't know about anything else. One common strategy is to make the fabric very water repellent or hydrophobic. This means that despite the fact that it's covered in holes, so water vapour from sweat can escape, water droplets can't get through because they're bigger than the holes. The bigger the holes, the more breathable the fabric is.
I get it. So, sorry to interrupt, but what you're saying is that if you've got a fabric with lots of little holes, water vapour, which is molecules, can go through. But because literally bubbles of water, droplets, are big and they're sticky, they're not able to break up to become small enough to go the wrong way through the holes.
Yeah, if the fabric is repelling the water.
But that's not new. I mean, Gore-Tex and things like that have been around for years that work like that, haven't they?
That's right, but they're quite water repellent. But new materials have been coming out recently which are called super hydrophobic. These are really, really water repellent. I've seen videos of this. You can get a droplet of water and drop a droplet of water on the surface and it actually bounces. It doesn't wet, it doesn't stick, it just bounces off the surface. The problem is that these super hydrophobic coatings are normally quite fragile. So you might have a beautifully waterproof coat one day, which is incredibly breathable, but as soon as you put it in the washing machine, it loses all of its properties. But Bo Deng and colleagues at the Shanghai Institute of Applied Physics have been working on this. They've taken a commercially available super hydrophobic coating, essentially a heavily fluorinated acrylate polymer. Instead of adding some kind of catalyst to cause the acrylate monomer to join up and form a big long chain molecule called a polymer, they irradiated cotton soaked in the solution of this monomer with gamma rays. And sometimes the gamma ray will hit the cotton, this will cause some damage to the cotton, at which point monomer can come and stick onto that cotton, and then it can start growing a polymer, actually physically covalently attached
to the cotton. That's clever. So rather than making a sheet, which you would then have a sheet of the hydrophobic material, which you then glue onto the cotton, and that's obviously weak because the two can separate and break up in the way you say, you're actually coming up with a chemical strategy to glue the monomer molecules onto the cotton in certain places, literally fix them on, and then new polymers can grow from there, attached physically to the cotton.
Yeah, that's right. And so they're very, very, very resilient. They've washed these things 250 times with actually stainless steel balls in the washing machine just to make it a little bit more challenging. And the property seems to be still there after 250 washes.
So as long as you're going somewhere really wet, this will be great. But no, I mean, joking aside, why will this be helpful or useful? Why is this better than the wet weather gear we've got if you want to go walking in the mountains at the moment?
Well, especially if you're walking somewhere very, very hot, making it more breathable makes your life a lot more pleasant. And so, you could probably even make things like a shirt fairly waterproof, so you wouldn't actually necessarily have to carry a second coat. And also they suggested it would be really useful in flotation devices, things like life jackets. Because it's so water repellent, the water just can't get into this a big mass of kind of insulation or buoyancy. And so even if the sort of stuff around the outside of the life jacket is broken, it gives you quite a lot of flotation. Or you could just, like people like fishermen who can't wear life jackets because they're dangerous because they can get caught in gear, can just wear a shirt made out of this stuff and it still gives them quite a lot of flotation.
Terrific, thank you. Near to production? Easily produced?
I think probably at the present using gamma rays is going to cause all sorts of hideous kind of legislative problems to actually produce this thing in mass production. So the chemists are going to have to come up with a different way of doing it, but it's very, very promising.
A good proof of principle. Dave, thanks.